This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here comes a labor market story about a very specific slice of the labor market. Last fall, the academic workforce at community colleges in this country hit its lowest point in about two decades. That's the analysis of federal data from the American Association of University Professors out today. And the decline has been especially steep as student enrollment at those schools has been inconsistent, and community colleges have had to compete for instructors. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
Alberto Urbina is now an educator who worked as a welder in Houston for 5 years. When he's talking to students who are thinking about it as a career, he likes to point out all the smokestacks he's helped to build around the city.
One of the coolest things I did was to be able to get on a crane and be hoisted up close to 300 feet to go all the way to the top to make a weld.
Urbina is now dean of material science and smart manufacturing at Houston Community College, which means he hires people to teach welding. He's looking for instructors who don't mind teaching classes on weekends or late at night, like super late at night.
From 10 at night to 1 in the morning.
That's to accommodate the many community college students who also work full time. Thing is, most people qualified to teach welding could make more money working on smokestacks. Josh Weiner is with the Aspen Institute.
When there's a labor market shortage, the premiums for professionals in those fields is also higher.
Community colleges are also competing with four-year universities for faculty who can teach subjects like English and calculus. Those schools can generally offer higher wages, lighter teaching workloads, and more full-time jobs. Glenn Colby is with the American Association of University Professors.
In community colleges, the faculty are more likely to be hired on a part-time basis, and they're less likely to have the opportunity for tenure.
Fewer instructors means it's harder for students to get into certain classes. Josh Weiner of the Aspen Institute points out it can then take longer for them to finish, or
they may drop out altogether. They have to go out and into the world of work. So it either delays graduation or prevents graduation altogether.
Back in Houston, Alberto Urbina works with local builders and manufacturers to help him recruit part-time instructors
to train the next generation. Otherwise, there's going to continue to be a shortage of skilled workers.
His pitch to them is, if you want more workers, give me some of your workers to train the new ones. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.